Welcome back to the Grinder, folks. We are back from hammering out everything that we've been. Dude, January was crazy, wasn't it, James?
Yeah, it was good crazy. It was
We
good
were
crazy.
just talking about that.
But I do have bad news.
Shoot.
We recorded 2 weeks ago, we recorded the best podcast we've ever made. Ever made. Greatest podcast in the world. We lost it came in all scrambled though.
Yeah,
So I'm sorry.
the
I'm
audio was
sorry.
crazy. It wasn't your fault. It was mine. My audio
Well,
was shooting back and forth.
I'm not trying to place blame. I'm honest on this thing. I need to tell everybody it was the greatest podcast ever.
Was a damn good one.
It was a great one, and something screwed it all up, and just the magic was gone. We don't believe in reshoots on this stuff, y'all. So like, if it's not magic and authentic, and it's not gonna happen.
We tried it one time. We did it one time where we did a reshoot, and it was
And it was
not.
garbage. Yeah, the fire was gone.
I
We were
mean,
trying to remember what we said instead of what we wanted to talk about.
amen to that. Amen to that. So January is popping. So let's talk about it. Last year, how was last year for you?
We set a new record. Yeah, it was a good year.
So that was good. It was a good.
In the hardest market I've ever seen in my career, we set a new record.
Yeah, because there was a lot of stuff happening with insurance.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening everywhere, but insurance is definitely trailing behind on a lot of things with what it needs to do, adjustments it has to make, catch up with inflation. Like everything's got to be state approved. State's only going to approve certain rate adjustments. And we had a phenomenal year. Had a phenomenal year just because we made it. So now things could have went wrong, right? But it went well because we worked our dicks in the ground on getting stuff done, you
And that's what
know?
it's about, dude. That's why we get into the business of ourselves. Like that's why you get into what you want to do,
Yeah.
is to genuinely push it until you can't go any fucking more.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, if that's what you want, I
That's
mean, it
what you
doesn't
want
have to
to
be that way.
do. I don't know, man. It has to be that way.
Maybe, I mean, but I think that's making the assumption everybody's built the same. I mean, I don't want to tell people what they should value. All right.
Oh,
I value not wasting an opportunity.
and that's it. It's your job as a human being to bust it, to get every ounce of it. I want you to see life as a rag, and you're just trying to squeeze every fucking drop.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are programmed to advance and to move forward and push to be something about human nature to push to be at the top, you know? I mean, there is something to that.
But
No, no doubt.
I think that does come with its own consequences, right? Like I don't reach out to people like I should. I don't touch base with people like I should, because I do consume a lot of my time is consumed with work. Like last night, I was showing properties at 7:30. I shouldn't even be showing properties at this current, like in my current time, but I've got like there's something in the back of my head. Like I finished up with an appointment, this lady texted me, and I was like, yeah, I'll go show the house right now. I didn't even care, but that time could have been used more productively on my personal side. You know what I mean? So I think it does come with its own downside.
Well, I mean, I think it all comes back, you know, you gotta chase what I think makes you happy. I think you gotta have some chase in you in some way, right? Some curiosity in you. You gotta have that somewhere, or you're just a fucking lump on log, you know, as we like to say. But you gotta have something you're striving for. I mean, whatever it may be. I'm not gonna sit around and play video games, but maybe you want to, you know, play a certain game until you reach a certain level. I don't know. Maybe that's what drives you and motivates you. I don't, I guess I really don't care what it is, as long as you're not like, it's not detrimental to you. You know, it's not an addiction, so to speak. My wife advised me that I'm a workaholic. That's what she told me this week. And I was like, I don't think I am. Like, I don't think I am.
Nope.
Like, I won't place my work in front of like my well-being. You know, workaholics seems like they would just throw everything else to the wind just to try to work some more.
Do you not do that?
I don't think so. No. Okay. I take my weekends off. I might pull up my laptop just to tighten up a few things, maybe on a Sunday morning while I'm sipping some coffee for an hour. But like, no, I'm not. I went out of town this past weekend. I didn't do a single bit of work. Well, I had one thing that came in via text, but like I passed it off. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't go down there and set up in the hotel room and work. Didn't do that at all. It seems like to me a workaholic would
have set up
always and prioritize that above everything else. What I think I'm in, though, I think I'm in a phase where make hay while the sun's shining, and your boy over here is trying to fucking make some hay. Like, yeah. I'm trying to store some nuts for winter. Like, I'm trying to get all my shit done because it is good. And the results are good. The time is not good. So we have to toil and work harder to get what we need, but we got very good tempo, a high rhythm here. And like, we staying after it, baby. Like, we're going to keep going, keep digging. Like, what do you want me to do? Go home and like cry about it? Like, you know, I mean, I think it comes back to it, man or woman. Like, what are you going to do? Go home and just whine about it or just get it done?
Yeah.
Just, hey, both of them take effort. Just go get it done. Just get the work done.
Yeah. I've noticed that about myself too. Although I think my switch got messed up on the workaholic side, on the workaholic side of things. Because this is something that I've been thinking about. A lot of the things that I do, if it's not working, I don't know what I'm doing other than jujitsu, right? Other than putting my time down like on my calendar, because I've had to kind of refocus things and make sure like my time management is at a higher pace because of what, you know, what I've got going on.
Mm-hmm.
The gym, jujitsu, work. And I've got a few trips planned here in the next couple months, but other than that, I'm going to be working. On the weekends, I'm showing houses. I'm doing, like, it's something that I've had to think about. So the reason I asked you the question that I asked you was because I've had to ask myself that question. But it sounds to me like you're better off in that route where you're trying to get it done.
Well, I think I do have things that help balance me. Right. You know, like, I mean, I got a kid that needs my attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there is things that balance me and bring me, have me pull my head up. You know, if I had no other obligations, though, I could see where I could absolutely be a workaholic. Like, I could just stay here till dark. And when I wake up, come back in here and just do that. So, but you know what interests, what I'm starting to think about is my time, how I split my day into actual work. Like, I know you're pretty early to rise, but your industry is a little more tilted towards later mornings, later evenings, right?
Yeah.
Me, I'm kind of, we're not banker's hours, but we're not far from it, right? You know? And I noticed that I just come in here every day. So I'm like, I'm starting to wonder, like, okay, since I'm not so much client facing anymore, does that work for me? Maybe I would like to be the guy who works, 10, 12 hours. I already work 10 hours a day. So maybe I'm the guy who works 14 hours a day for 3 days and then I take the next 2 days off,
Right.
or maybe I'm the guy who literally works 12 hours a day for 5 days or 6 days and then I'll go in the next week. Like I'm starting to wonder how I can position my work where I don't have, like, I don't want to fit in the mold of that. I don't have to.
Right.
So like, why am I still doing it? So like, I'm starting to question that a little bit. I'll say my partner's really good on that. Eddie, we had him on the podcast. Eddie's really good, man. That dude will work all kinds of strange hours and stuff. I mean, he'll be there most days, but he'll work some weird hours, man. It wouldn't, if I drove by the office one night at 9 o'clock at night and his vehicle's parked out there, that wouldn't surprise me. But it also wouldn't surprise me that he's going to get more vacation days in than anybody.
Yeah.
Because that's how we prioritize it. Like, hey, I'm here. I'm just going to dig, and then I don't have to be here for a while. I
Yeah.
just get all my shit done and out, get the pipeline clean, and then I'll go do other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's really what's been kind of in my mind lately about how I divide up my time.
So that also brings me back because in the beginning of the podcast, I said that's why we get into the business is to bust our ass. Like you did this to build something, so why are you not hammering on this constantly? But then it also brings up the other part of it where you got into business so that you could do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's the thing though. Like I it well it, it you're right. Like I do have to, I am now at the spot where I don't have to fit into this mold of how I'm available for customers. I do need to be available for my team, but that's the thing, like I ain't looking to just go check out sit on the couch my underwear.
Yeah.
Like, how am I dividing my time where it's either something in some way it's something filling me up?
Yeah.
Is it chill time? Is it project hobby time? Or is it some little side thing I got going? But like, if I got probably really efficient with that, there's no doubt I probably normally work. Last time I looked at it, I was averaging around 55 hours a week working. But like, if I probably audited all that, there's probably, I don't even know. I haven't audited that. I wonder how many hours I'm actually engaged work.
So that's funny you bring that up. What I bought the other day was timers for me and the guys. And the purpose of that was how long does it actually take you to prospect for an hour? Not putting in the criteria of the house that they're looking for, not the actual, you get on your phone, you call the agent, not any of that. How long does it actually take you to hammer out an hour of phone calls to prospective clients, right? Just full on prospecting. And the results are not an hour. It doesn't take you an hour to do an hour's worth of work because you're not being like you didn't have that timer there. So you don't actually know how long it takes you. Overall, it's about 4 hours to do an hour's worth of prospecting because you're doing all this extra shit in between. And so
Yeah.
the reason of bringing that up was to actually show the guys and myself, if you actually just focus on that prospecting for an hour, you get it done and it's done. And then you filter out the things you need to do by priority, hammer that, and then you're done. You just cleaned up your entire day into 3 hours, whereas normally you're taking 4 hours to do the prospecting. And then everything else that you're doing outside of that is actually not like it's just not clean work. It's not productive work. You're just
Yeah.
taking your time and getting distracted with all this other shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas being productive with your time is what is actually going to propel you a lot faster.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that's when you bring that up.
Yeah, I like that. And I think it just goes back to the whatever you're in that moment, like be 100% in it.
Yeah.
You don't have to balance, just whatever you're doing, just be 100%. But I'm really it has been bouncing around my head for probably the past 3 or 4 days. Like, why do I follow this mold of working this way?
Yeah.
when I don't actually have to.
Yeah.
And nobody's requiring me to do that anymore. So like maybe I would be better off working, a full day on a Sunday when nobody, I probably put in 4 hours on a Sunday of what I get accomplished in 8 hours during the regular work week. Like maybe I should start looking at some things. Maybe I can mix some stuff up,
Yeah.
and it doesn't have to be set and rigid. Like I don't have to be rigid with any of that. I just work till the work's done and then move the hell on, right? And come back in when the work's building back up. But I'm with you, like I think we align a lot on the idea of like I had no special skills when I got in this industry.
Yeah.
I had none. I had no special connections. I have no I didn't graduate top of my class. I didn't I have no degrees, no degrees. And what got me going and got me started was, work ethic.
The
Coming in
willingness
here,
to put
getting
it
after
out.
it, and yeah, and not quitting. And then growing a pair to where I would literally lay them out there and take some risk. I mean, that's what it was. But I don't know, man. Like, it's weird for me to, I hear the thought of like, well, you don't have to be the hardest working guy in the room. Like, that doesn't make you successful. It got me where I'm at, but would it take me into the future? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting thought.
Yeah, I think the willingness to bust ass is what keeps everything moving forward through the time that you start in the business to the time you get out of the business, right? The moment you sell or, whatever the legacy becomes. But I think that's what it is. I can't see a world without that. In my world, in my reality, I cannot see anything but this. And I've started to get to the point where if I see it's a distraction, I start cutting things off, which is like whether it's relationships, whether it's things. And I know that's probably not the best case scenario, especially with where I am in my current life, but I don't feel bad about it. I don't regret any of it. So it's like, will that regret come down the future, down the pipeline? I don't know. But I can tell you right now, it feels right to me at the current moment. Because I know what's important to me is building this up, building up this entire thing so that at the end of the day, the people around me are taken care of. That's
I'm with you. And
not.
though, I guess really though, at the end of the day, I don't know how to say this, but I really try to care more about what I think about myself than what anybody else thinks about me. And I do care what others think about me. I want to have good impressions and stuff. And like, I want to be a good person and viewed that way, right? As an honest person, sincere, right? Like authentic. But I definitely care more about what I think about myself than what others think about me. I had a situation literally last week, and I was like, I was wrong on. I was working on something, and I gave some estimates, and I came back, and I realized, and the person questioned me. I was like, "Well, hey, you originally said this. Like, that's a good bit off." And I was like, "Yeah, I missed this. I missed this one piece," and it was just some estimates. And I hung up, and I was thinking, I was like, "Man, I wonder if they think like what the fuck? Like, I got totally whiffed it on that," and I did. And then I immediately just sounds like, hey, like, is he sitting there thinking that? I'm not going to live that way. Like, yeah, I was off on the number, but I'm not going to sit there and worry about what somebody else may think about on me past maybe a one situation of making a mistake. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't do that shit. It's not it, like it feeds me in no way. I care about what I think about myself. And that also comes back to me apologizing or trying to make something right where it wasn't a big deal with somebody. Okay, well then I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for me to feel better,
There's something to that, dude. It because at the end of the day, no matter you got to be happy with where you're at. You got to be happy with where you're at. You got to be happy with who you are and the decisions that you make at the end of the road. That's the only thing that damn matters.
And I mean, like, and if you're not there, that's fine. Look, man, I probably spend more time not happy with myself in a situation than I do pat myself on the back.
Right.
Like, then, find your north and start walking that way, also realize, hey, sometimes there's a holding pattern. You got to wait a minute. You don't have all the answers. You got to I talked about that before on this podcast. My dad telling me that thing where he was, he went hunting and it was dark and he was walking out to a stand and he got turned around, lost his way. So instead of keep pushing forward, he said tree had fallen over. He said, went over, sat on that tree, waited for daylight to come. When daylight came, he saw exactly where he made the mistake and he walked on, and that applies a lot. Like sometimes you might need to hold for a minute and just keep a holding pattern.
Yeah.
See what's going on,
Let the sunlight come up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Sunlight.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to wait a minute to figure it out, but don't waller in it,
Oh man, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm
Dude, it's easy to do, man.
at.
It's easy to do. It's easy to sit there and feel sad for yourself. Then damn, you turn on You sit there and you'll be more inclined to watch a sad movie or listen to a sad song and all that stuff, won't you? Like
Yeah.
it's easy, it's really easy to do, man. It's in our nature.
Yeah, there was I was having a conversation the other day after jiu-jitsu. And there's a small group of guys that come in the mornings, and we're very close. Like all of us are very close. It's literally the camaraderie is something that I don't want to say I've never experienced it, but there's something to the fact of like one, you're doing an activity that you're literally trying out ways to kill each other actively with each other, not doing it and having the trust that somebody's going to release when you tap. But then also there's the camaraderie of like these guys don't like when I go in there, I'm not the boss. I'm not anything but Addison to those guys. And it's so cool to be able to be in that realm of carefree, right? So we were having a conversation, and this is a guy I've hung out with a little bit outside of jiu-jitsu, but not really anything crazy. Like I don't have too much of a deep conversation, but he was like, he asked me if I was married, and I was like, no, I'm divorced. And he was like, kind of looked at me weird, and I was like, what? He was like, when did that happen? I thought you were married. And I was like, yeah, just a few months ago. He's like, I never would have known that any of that had happened. Like, I didn't know that you had gone through that. He's like, and that's one of those things about you is like, just the way that you hold yourself is inspiring to me because of da 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 da. And I was like, I never really paid attention to any of that, right? I always thought that, like I just am this way or whatever. And we were sitting there having a conversation, and I told him, my sister passing and all this other stuff. And he was like, yeah. The conversation we were having kind of growing, whatever. He mentioned, I've got brain cancer, and it's passed down to my kidney, and I'm on the upswing now. But I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. I'm over here like, and not that I feel bad about my situation or anything like that, because I know life is life. But I was like, it took me to that saying of like, if we all threw our problems, like if we all got in a circle and threw our problems in, we'd want to pick ours right back up. That whole thing just like went through my head, and I was like, man, that's why you should not feel bad about your circumstances. You always say it, fall off the horse, get back up on the horse, you know, cry for a minute, get back up. But there's something to that. There's something to having the perseverance of being able to be like, okay, I'm in this situation. I'm the one that am like I'm in this situation. It's on me to be able to put the rucksack back on and keep walking. Right? That's the mentality of like, no matter what this pack weighs, we got to finish. Like it's my pack to carry. And I'm not going to pass it to you, James, and I'm not going to pass it to, you know, whoever. It's my pack to carry. And I can either be upset that I got to carry it for the next 26 miles, or I can be joyful in the fact that I'm doing it with people that I enjoy. You know what I mean? Like
For
that to me, that's what life's about.
I mean, I think it's just about, I like that. I think it is just about the next step for the progression, like keep moving, like either lay down and die or keep moving. And I mean, our brain, it's a finicky thing, dude. It'll get you in a heartbeat. It's just constantly trying to confirm what you're feeding it.
And you and I have both been through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't know, man. Work gets tough. I think about some bitch out there like plowing in a field just to be able to feed his family or something like that. Or some dude out there digging his ditch or something like that. And I'm sitting here in the office drinking hot coffee and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a drain. It sucks this week. It sucks this month. Whatever. But okay. Like, dude, there's some dude out there just getting his ass handed to him right now. And he's doing it for, a tenth of the money. And he's getting it. And people are depending on him. And they don't even want to hear his complaint. And I'm over here feeling sorry for myself. I don't know. You're right, though. We all got our problems. We all got our burdens to carry. Just pick them up, put them on, roll on, and find some good.
Find some
Find
good, also find some good people to walk the road with.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's well, I just said that, but I also just said something that was a little bit contrary to that. It's interesting. I don't bust your ass, get your work done, enjoy it. Enjoy what you're doing.
I will say though, you didn't really contradict yourself on that. I mean, I think the thing is though, as you progress, whatever way, right? Like however you move, good or bad, but how you're moving forward through this life, you talk about like the people, there's less around people. I can be a little bit of a recluse to when things get really intense. Like I got a lot of work going, right? I'm in my head a good bit, just trying to stay focused. But if I was hanging out with a bunch of buddies and you put a crazy puzzle in front of me or something I had to really focus on, like a balance beam or something, right? I'm gonna forget everybody standing around. I'm gonna focus on that. So I'm gonna bust my ass, right? So same concept. But I think what you really meant there, Addison, that I've seen is, well, maybe as you're progressing, those same people you're around don't feed you the same way. And the goal is to continue to look for people that are where you're going and whatever it is. If it's your faith or your work, your career, right? Your physical fitness, okay? You hang out, like you're talking about how tight of a group you got at jujitsu. You didn't have that group when you didn't do jujitsu. But once you started doing jujitsu, you wanted to find other guys that did jujitsu, right? So, like progressing towards that and find those people that fit with wherever you're trying to go. And I think sometimes there's a transition there. And then we think, well, we don't do anything with people. Well, you just need to find the new people. It's okay. There's people that I was good to that no longer spend time around me. They moved on to a different direction, good or bad. And same for me. It's part of life, man. You can't change everything and make these aspirations or these places you want to go and then try to like reserve this little piece of something where there's not a connection. Like you don't get to, I think that's, you're going out there and saying, hey, I want this. I want to do this. I want to be better at that. And then you resist the things that are going to help pull you there.
Right.
You might have to drop some weight in other areas to get there and find people who are going to cross load that with you so you can make it to that place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't know if that made any fucking sense, but it makes
No,
sense.
and it made sense to me because it was a lot. It was a lot. You articulated what I was having a trouble articulating. So that made it a lot. That made a lot more sense than what I was trying to say.
But
Because
it also, look, I'm speaking to myself when I said it, that actually truly just I said that because I realized that's what's going on with me. So I got new things going on. And where am I trying to gravitate and find people that fit that I connect with on that level? And I don't know how good of a job I'm doing that. I don't know. Not as good as I could do. And I need that. I need that fuel. You know, I need that accountability. I need that pull. Now I'm not doing the best job of it. I need to do better at it.
I think there's definitely the it's the same concept of why you put together a team. You put together a team of like-minded people going for a like-minded mission
Yeah.
to be able to go further faster.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing about life, I suppose. You
Well, it's
want.
just that is interesting you say that. Yeah, I notice the bigger my team gets, the less I do with people outside of here. Nothing against them. I'm kind of consumed with what goes on in here, and
Right.
that's where, you know, if I'm grabbing lunch or spending extra time, it's with something that's either connecting me, moving me forward, or it's one of my people here, you know?
I found that as well. I found that as well as, you know, I was having a conversation about with somebody, and they mentioned like if you keep going down the road that you're going down, you're gonna cut off a lot of people. And I was like, yeah, probably.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe it's a good thing, but I was like, but I don't. Yeah, my relationship to like my personal relationship, my friendships. I don't think that I'm gonna. I don't think I'm gonna strain those. I think it's more of the concept of like intimate relationships. I'll probably end up straining those just because I feel like there's more pull because. I know what that looks like on the other end. I know that there's, you know, you've got to be able to, I've got to be able to say, like, I'm not going to work tonight because I'm going to go and do this. And it's not just a one-off situation. I don't know. I'm going down a little bit of a tangent on that, going down the rabbit hole. But maybe like what you said, maybe that's an okay situation.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I've got to be happy with what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, I think the main thing is like, can you continue to give yourself options? Maybe that is the thing today. Maybe it is. But as long as you're not digging a hole, you know, you're building a platform instead of digging a hole, then that's okay. It's putting you at a higher spot where you can see more and make better decisions for your future. Right? Digging a hole, that's where you're at. Keep towing away, buddy, because that's where you're going to spend it, no matter if you want to or not. You know, so as long as it's going in the right direction, that's fine. I mean, you can have that season because it'll be today, but there's somewhere out there where it'll adjust.
And that's kind of what I was thinking. Is like
Yeah.
at the end of the day, let's say that I bust the next 5 to 10 years and I'm an alone man, but everybody around me inside my companies. have grown and they've grown their families and they've been able to grow their mindset. I don't give a shit whether I'm alone or not, because at the end of the day, I'm not actually alone because my team is taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the way you feel and view it, then, I mean, that's you're right. I'd like to think, as people, we don't really ever want to be alone, you know.
Right.
So, I think there's always sacrifices that made in every area, but don't sacrifice your like I said, as long as you're not digging yourself into a spot, backing yourself into a corner where now you can't have the life you want to have,
Yeah.
then that's an issue.
Yeah.
It'll change. I can already see I'm already getting to that spot, man. My kid, she's 11. She's starting to like get some height onto her, and I see her growing up, turning into this young little lady, and like. It's weird, man. It like throws me off. Like sometimes you come walking in, I'm like, when did my kid grow up? You know? Sometimes I'm like, when is my kid gonna grow up? Because she's acting like a toddler. And then the next moment she's walking, I'm like, God, when did my kid get so old?
Yeah.
You know? Man, she's hugging me and she's all the way up here now when I hug her, you know, she's so much and like I'm in that spot where holy shit, I only got so many years left with her at home. And like now I'm realizing that like I probably got less years with her at home than I've had. And that's on my mind a good bit. I'm like, you know, conversation we had before we got on this, you know, talking about that. Like, man, I don't want to wait because 5 years, my gosh, 5 years go by before I can do X, Y, and Z. That's even less time I get to enjoy with her. You
Yeah.
know, and that's I can see this transition happening.
You might as
You know.
well put some things in place where you can enjoy.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, I gotta figure this out. Like, these are gonna be awesome years ahead. I don't wanna miss it, you know. I don't wanna miss my relationship and my connection with her, you
Yeah.
know. So there'll be more time to work.
Yeah, there's always more time to work, I think.
Yeah. So unless I'm dead, and then if I'm dead, it don't freaking matter anyways.
Then it's just everybody has this problem.
Yeah.
Amen
All right, let's put a bow on this thing. I think we gave enough.
that. All right, guys. We want to say thank you. We hope that you like this podcast. And if you do, please do a thumbs up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you're listening to this. Anything that you guys do as far as comments, feedback, liking, disliking, 5 stars, all of those things help us build this podcast. And that's what it's about, is being able to get this in front of more people, because hopefully the things that we're talking about are the same things that you guys are going through. And then it allows us to be able to touch more people and then have different perspectives come in, but also more perspective go out, because more people are going to have an idea of what's going on. So if you think this is helpful, pass it along, send it out to somebody, or just give us some 5 stars, 4 stars, 1 star if you hate it, preferably not. But if you do, that is what it is.
Yeah, one star, you're a perfect example of people we don't need to hang out with anymore. You
Yeah,
need to move on.
I'm
Find
not
yourself
hanging out with
else.
you.
Yeah.
Follow
Yeah.
us on Instagram, YouTube. We put all the shorts on Instagram and YouTube, so you can have all these cool clip-its. James is not sharing them like he should, but we're working on that.
I'll do better.
Yeah. With all that being said,
Hey, we do exciting news. We're trying to nail it down. We got a really great guest coming on pretty soon. I'm very excited about. It's going to bring some good information for y'all. So we should have that nailed down over the next couple of episodes. It's going to be a good one. So make sure you listen and catch in the new ones as they come out. With that, Grinder out.